Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Soul from hell and eternal death. If you die now in your sins, you cannot blame anyone. You will go straight to hell, cry for all eternity. Because you said no to Jesus when you could have said yes. Why are you so slow to take a step of faith? Give your life to Christ. Live for Jesus now. He came to save the world. He paid the price for you. Give your life to Christ. For Jesus now, no need to cry in hell. Don't die in your sin. Give your life to Christ. Ooh, give your life to Christ. It may be your last chance to save your soul from hell and eternal death. If you die now in your sins, you cannot blame anyone. You will go straight to hell, cry for all eternity. Because you said no to Jesus when you could have said yes. Why are you so slow to take a step of faith? Give your life to Christ. Live for Jesus now. He came to save the world. He paid the price for you. Life to cry. Live for Jesus now. No need to cry in hell. Don't die in your sins. Give your life to Christ. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Give your life to Christ. Live for Jesus now. Came to save the world. He paid the price for you. Give your life to Christ. Live Jesus now. No need to cry in hell. Don't die in your sins. Give your life to Christ. Live for Jesus now. He came to save the world. He paid the price for you.
The word of God is about to come to us. Hallelujah. In fact, sorry, let me correct that statement. This morning, your word of God is about to come to you. Yes. Your word of God is about to come to you. Your word of God is about to come to you. But before the word comes, we want to receive a minstrel in the house to help to prepare the atmosphere and to straighten things. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and let's welcome our sister, Frida, to minister to us.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You did it, Sipama, Jesus, and the pain. Oh, me too, did it, and you cry, you did it, Sipama, no. Hallelujah. I want to go, hallelujah. Amen. One step, ten. Come on. King Squad, can you help me? Lord, a shout! Come on!
Whoa, whoa, I am Parasite. But I'm coming to your door. Yes, you do me, Johnny Moa, me tia se. And come in the edge of my cabin, na maya. And unto a bambe mu and in what they waiting, mommy. Never one mamma, yes, yes, send your throne, your sustain, temporary no, Sarah, no way, me from soon in a referee hall. And you have a mind to see more time, feeling you can't have anymore. Eh, no, nah, I'm a mighty beam, what done any main team, a bono said that. I tear up my sign, now my canyon was sorry to me, no, I am a man. I want to be me, so yes, we, mame. Was me, I'm a bunny, na, was Indian, so. We ran in my jenga, more than a mame, TV. Yes, soon, now I am, Miss Messi. Oh, I want to many to yes, we, mame. What's the army burning in a was in Janiso? Me running my chipper, more than a mame, even. Yes, soon, now I am, Missy, me. Up your boss and say, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah.
Sing it to your partner.
Oh, I am Parasite. Young compound with your door. Yesu doi me jene hua mentia se. Eka mini e juma paben na maya a. Anuntu uba me u eni wase weje mame. Nemo mama matia se se. Senyo strun ya sa sin temwari no. Sara na weyi me fumsu eni na refri ho. Mocha e fini ki kede ni mo Enona Ama meti bim Wajane ni meti me bono seda Atira ma sign Na makanya nu sorry to me no Aya Oh ama wanda Awa wanda Beni Se yesu imame Wasi ami boni nina Wase Mirane ma jenwa Moda na ma meti vim Yesu nya wa ye Oh, awa wanda Beni, si Yesu imame Wasi ami boni nina Wase indiana so Mirane ma jenwa Moda na ma meti vim Yesu nya wa ye Apeba sam say Minami, I come to Bonnie Bebre, Baini, Madisari. Now, why not bet him in Qua? Nasasi, Yanka, Edonamida. Are you ready? Come on, let's see me take me away. Some of you, some of you, and I'm a pair, Mukata, Rasia, the Samina. Mumbura, to me, Nina, Shana, Nase. Okay, I'm Sasha, come on. Oh, I want to, baby, see a sweet mommy. What's the army burning in now? What's the Indian soul? You run a match in one. More than I'm a mate, even. Yes, you know I am.
Yesu do, yeah, okay. I want to, oh God.
garments us.
One time say.
Up.
majefu okumu okofo uawe di owoni asama eso wa ukura owoni asama zafo wa
lift your hands and let's thank the Lord. Thank Him. Thank Him for today. Thank Him for today.
Oh, yes.
Thank Him for today. Thank Him for today.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I mean, thank Him. Say thank you to Him for today.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Vesi Baha.
Say thank you to Him for today.
Zenimo Vekedi Vish Imbra Vadus Imper.
Say thank you to Him for the service you are in.
Oh yes.
Say thank you to Him for the
yes.
Blessing to be in church.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your presence.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. So today, just for 15 minutes, I want to, it's not every Sunday that a pastor must preach for 40 minutes. In fact, I shouldn't even preach at all. But I've preached already. I've preached already with signs and wonders. But so you don't say that you have given offering and we didn't open the verse, we didn't open the Bible. So I want to, are these guys taking selfies or they are scanning? Okay. Beautiful. He's done it. Okay. Those who haven't done it, the lady who had a wedding yesterday, have you done it? You couldn't do it. Oh, help the sister who had a wedding yesterday to do it. Oh, some the lady, the wedding lady. Yeah. Ah, was it not a wedding yesterday? Hey, why have you dressed like this? What fun, Hopa. Can you please stand up and let us see how you're dressed? Come. Goodness gracious. So, you're not going on honeymoon. This is normal Sunday. Normal Sunday. I must give this lady. I'm going to launch a book. I'm dashing you one. Give me this book. Give me one. Come. The white one. Who you have overcome sadness, sorrow, poverty, NPP, NDC. I'm giving you this. Always dress like this. Beautiful. And let me lay my hands on you. Whatever is in your house will wear a new dress. Your chairs, your bed, your stove, your door. Do you have kids? Are they here? Save church. Lift your two hands. Now let this hand push her to the next level of her life, where there will always be celebration. In Jesus' name, receive it now. It's a new level. It's a new level now. Go for it. Go for it. Leave her. Give me the oil. Let me anoint her feet. Yes. You will never be poor from today. Seeing and hearing guarantees divine direction. Yes. Everybody needs direction. Certain levels of poverty are a result of the absence of direction. The absence of supplies, things you need that you don't have, is because God is not directing you. Isaiah 48, New Living Translation. Today, I send you home with divine direction. Verse 18. Oh, that you had listened to my commands. From today, be a listener of messages. Amen. And let every message you hear be a command. Be a what? A command. Don't listen to preaching as if you are listening to music. I should stop the preaching and go. All right, then let's welcome Frida too. You sing. No, they don't want you to preach. I should preach. Now, but the people don't want me to preach. What should I do? Bishop Kobe, well, have you told the church something? They don't want you to preach in the service. I should preach. Reverend George, I should preach. Do I have your permission to preach?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Then I'm telling you that from today, don't listen to a message. A what?
A message.
Se so for a bomb message. Send ya me bomb message. Entie ni se wutie instrumentals. Hello? Don't listen to messages as if you are in your room enjoying music. It will cost you. Very good. I like this. Is it notes you are writing or people who owe you? Is it notes or people who owe you? Register them for the camp. Okay. I thought you were writing names of people who owe you. Entire message. Keke sa. Sa. Say, wu tie eyi eyi. News po de wu tie. Etumima wu. Change you will see this $2. Instrumentals, dear Wutia. Instrumentals. Don't listen to preaching. Never. As if you are listening to music. I'm not a singer. What did I just say?
You said we shouldn't listen to a message. A message as if we are listening to instrumentals. You are not.
Play I some music, baby. Play, baby. At best, it will give you feelings. Does this tell you to go to school?
No.
Does this tell you to work hard? What is it doing to you? It just gives you a good feeling. It just gladdens you. Yes. Ezekiel 33. Verse 32. Ezekiel 33. King James. And lo. Okay. Mambi New Living. You are very entertaining to them. Like someone who sings love songs. You are very entertaining to them. Like someone who sings love songs with a beautiful voice. Or plays fine music on an instrument. They hear what you are preaching. But they don't act. Now, who are these? Bombay 31. Bombay 31. So my people come pretending to be sincere and sit. I'm working it. I'm doing some work. Can you see I'm working? Or I should sweat before you see I'm working. So my people come, many of you have come to this church pretending that you are interested in what says God, as if you are going to do something. Bomi verse 30, I'm in Chemo, Bibia, Ekoso, Ewo, Iradias, Eminimo. Son of man, your people talk about you in their houses. Bible, you don't know Bible. Bibiaum, Jolofum, Bankuum, Nyaduaum, Esitreum, Gobewum, Angwamuum, Kenzo Kraum. Bibiaum, Kosiani Mekoum. Yes. Cosmic. 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 The Bible, you don't know the word of God. That's why you are joking. Not with God's word, but with your life. Everything is inside. Son of man, your people, they are talking about you in their houses. So when a pastor reads his Bible, he's calm. Because he knows that everything that is happening, he can predict. So most pastors are like prophets. Experienced pastors, they are like prophets. When everything is fine with you, he can tell you how your end will be. Actually, it says it. Actually, the verse is saying it. I was just talking, but just remember that the verse is saying it. You watch it. Son of man, your people talk about you in their houses and whisper about you at their doors. They they say to each other, come, let's go hear the prophet tell us what the Lord is saying. Next verse. So, like how we have all come, my people come pretending to be sincere. There's a lot of hypocrisy in the church. Pretending to be sincere. I'm pleading. And they sit before you. You see that they are sitting there. But they are not normal. They listen to your words, but they have no intention of doing what you say. Their mouths, their mouths are full of lustful words, and their hearts seek only after money. They will take, they can sell you to get money. Yes. There is not even one English alphabet I have said today that I have not experienced. Some. When a pastor is preaching, you must stop him sometimes and ask the pastor, on what authority are you speaking? When John Wesley was preaching, they will stop him and ask him that, on whose authority are you talking like that? Then he will say, I was ordained by the Archbishop of Canterbury. Then they will keep quiet. Because not everybody has a right to say some things. Not every pastor can talk. Even the way I preach, not every pastor can preach that way. No. Because where I'm coming from, they have not come from there. I said, there's not even one English alphabet I have read that I cannot give you names, places, dates, time, and whether it was raining or the sun was out. But they have no intention of doing what you say. Their mouths are full of lustful words, and their heart is just money. The decisions, the steps, the choices, the things. If you go deeper, if you drill just 1 inch deep, you only see money. But on the surface is a veneer of religiosity. It's a veneer of spirituality. It's a veneer, a thin lining. But 1 inch below, you see the intentions I just showed you. Am I preaching or I should stop preaching? Oh, but the pastor's wife says I should stop preaching. What should I say? Let's end the message.
No. Preach.
Oh, she said I should preach? I thought you said stop preaching. Oh, you said I should keep preaching. Oh, sorry. Because when the pastor's wife speaks, I'm a visitor. I'm not. Watch out for your intentions, my brother, my sister. That's why I told you. You know what I've just said? I've been preaching for 30 years. I have never said this before till today. That you must never listen to a message or so far or bomb message. And Tien said, would tear instrumentals. Their mouths are full of lustful words, and their hearts seek only after money. You are very entertaining to them. Like someone who sings love songs. But remember that earlier on, they themselves in their houses had called the man a prophet. Yes. But when the evil spirit, like the madman of Gadara, within him is a worshiping spirit, and within him is also a demonic spirit. So hear them. The same people who are insulting the pastor are also acknowledging that he's anointed. I said, if you remember, I don't know what your memory, if you remember earlier on, they were calling him a prophet. Let's go and see the prophet. You are like, so he's there, look at it. Let's go and hear the prophet tell us what to do. But the same people, within them, there are some of them sitting there, within them is also an attitude of Minimalization and denigration. Yes. They minimalize it. They minimize it. And they denigrate it. When the pastor is speaking, they peter down his anointing. Yes. They peter down. Peter is an English word. It's not just a noun. It's a verb. Check the verb. They peter down the power. Because before they came, they had already minimized and denigrated the anointing that is upon the man. What does it mean to peter down? To dwindle. To diminish. To come to an end. Yes. So before they come, by their attitude, they have already petered down the power. Jesus, he had power. But he went to a place, he could not even heal anybody. He just laid hands on and just went away. Yeah. There is an attitude that peters down anointings. No matter how Jesus you are, you just be left with just take. Then the next town, they line up dead bodies on the road and they are all waking up. Paralyzed, blind. The next town, I said the next town. Otinibi. Otinibi. He's healing the sick. Only Oyibi. Frida sing, I am the Lord. And then let's close. You see the same man of God at Malejo. Because there's an attitude that peters down power. So you are to them an entertainer who sings love songs with a beautiful voice or plays fine music on an instrument. They hear what you say. Yes. You see them on the phone as if they are not listening, but they are hearing everything you are saying. Because some of them are even texting the message to other people that listen to what they are saying about you. But you watch. Verse 33. You are entertaining. You are like somebody who sings. But when all these terrible things happen to them, as they certainly were, then they will know a prophet has been among them. But you know a problem with prophets? Do you know a problem with prophets? They are only healed outside. A prophet has honor, has respect, has power. Except the church and the church members. Some of them are the people that he has even ministered to. There's the church. Follow me to town. Today I'm telling you, if you heard nothing, don't listen to a message as if you are listening to music. Why? Because, you see, it's what Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 48. That's what made me say that. Go back to verse 18. Isaiah 48, verse 18. That's what made me say those things. Look at it right there. Oh, that they had listened to my music. I said to my music. Oh, that they had listened to my instrumentals. No. Anything you listen to should be a command. You will choose to diminish it from being a command to something very nice and interesting. As I'm preaching now, some people are just enjoying. Hey, but this man, what does he smoke? Is it Indian hemp or he uses drugs? I just enjoy watching him. Pa. I mean, those days from my secondary school that these type of weed smokers were very wild. But I've not seen a pastor who is always high. He's talking glue. Hey! Me, I'm taking glue. You will be glued. Oh, I'm saying that never listen to God's word as if you are listening to music. Oh, that we had listened to my command. Then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river. And righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea. Verse 19. Amen. Your descendants, your children, would have been like the sands along the seashore. Too many to count. There would have been no need for your destruction. Oh, that you are listening to my commands. There would have been no need for the condition you have plunged yourself in, or for cutting off your family name. The Bible. If you are taking the preaching not as music but as commands, you wouldn't have been cut off from your family name, because the church is a family. Yes. And based on your orientation towards authority, you can actually, the Bible, can you stand up and clap your hands for the Bible? Respect it. And celebrate it. Matasunama. You can sit down. They've just signaled that I've got only 3 more minutes. Or for cutting off your family name, your descendants would have, your life would have been a lot bigger than this. If you had, you see, the title is that seeing and hearing guarantees you divine direction. Seeing and hearing. That's what verse 18 says. If you had heard well, oh, that you had listened. I want you from today to be a person who listens to God's word. Not as music, but as commands. If you had listened to the command. What is the command today? The command today is that always be listening to messages. That's a command. That's a command. Always be watching preaching videos. It's a command. That's a command. It's your choice to rubbish it. It's your choice to see it as wisdom. It's your choice to bungalows it. Do you know bungalows? It's a tardy word. Yes, I was born in tardy. It's a bungalows. Bungalows. It means that even rubbish is not rubbish. Is too decent. Bungalows. Yes. Watch my face carefully. Watch me carefully. Already, some are remembering me. Be careful. That you had listened. What's the command today? Go home. At the back there, there's a downloading corner there. There's a brother there. Brother, wave. Yes. He's ready. Okra messages. Okra deno. Messages. Foul phone. Kodje messages. Won't ya bibia aye free? Foul phone call. For iPad. Senya Mickey. Bebre ain't yemi. Bungalows. No, sir, what's the shit? Yes, I didn't say who Jawk came, say, you could hear message. So, what the who phone? Me, yam, me, cray, and a crab mean to young. Taibum, taibum, yam the crowd, taibum. What now open move opening toto or cassa by heart? Who 10 teams had it? We are boa, you did not know from now. Young Henny, I bear Mirabome, Mirabome. Person can be shell crab, but who's so bungalas? Me bungalas. Peace, peace, peace. Some of you, if you don't listen to me, if you don't listen to messages, you will marry and you will never have peace till you die. I'd say to you that from sister no techimano said mamiya adan musuana mean real why. Me pretty. Me bomb message. Me say then. Me bomb message. Me say Efi and Neko. TMA. Don't listen to me. Take me to be an entertainer. Me, I'm a fancy. Me ya fancy. Into what sort of matter? Wa from Kakeku. Wa from Super Odi. Wa it didn't be our da from. Into the our Erican on Yashi. Ansana Erba Chapra had now wa from Kovinseni. Bungalas. But the day will come. You remember me?
Thank you.
Remember me. See where I'm standing? See the shirt I'm wearing? The microphone I'm holding? Is from listening to commands, not listening to music. That you had listened. You didn't listen. He told you. Remember, he told you. Look at you. 35 years. You look like a 62-year-old. Look at your problems. If you are just listening to the pastor, then your peace would have flowed gently like a river. And your righteousness, your children's righteousness, your son's righteousness, your daughter's righteousness, your grandchildren. What you don't know is that the things you are doing are generational activities. Oh, that you have listened. Look at verse 19. Your descendants would have been like the sand along the seashore. 2 minutes to count. Your businesses. You've chosen your own way of living your life. And anybody who talks about the boy you are working with, you cut him off. I've been cut off several times. And I just stand and watch. The last one was a call. I just had. And as the person was talking to me, I said, please go and talk to Bishop Kobe. I ain't got no time for this. He's a pastor. Did she come to you? She came to you. Beautiful. Read Proverbs 1. Because I called and you didn't mind me, you didn't answer. I reached out my hand and you hurt my hand. I, the Lord, read it, Proverbs 1. He said, I will laugh at your calamity. You don't know God. Then your descendants would have been a lot. Verse 20, we are ending. Yet, even now, even though you have misbehaved, you have not been listening, you have not been whatever, even now, be free from your captivity. That is, you can start a new life if you are interested. Can you clap your hands? Yet, even now, be free from your captivity. Leave Babylon and the Babylonians. Leave the unbelievers. Leave the life that makes you look like a hypocrite, that makes you bear a Christian name, but there's nothing about you that shows that you even pray to God. Leave that life. Sing out this message. Shout it to the ends of the earth. The Lord has redeemed his servants, the people of Israel. Verse 21. As we close and go. Why? Why? Why should you leave Babylon and the Babylonians? Because the people who listened to my commands, they were not thirsty. When he led them, I'm talking about divine direction. When God led them, even in the wilderness and the desert, they were not thirsty. He divided the rock and the water gushed out. Today, watch my finger, I'm pointing at you. Where there is no water, the events of the past hour may seem to you to be some frivolous use of a time in the service. What you don't know is that foundations have been established. Walls have been broken. Canopies have been set. Coverings have been established. So that the sun does not smite. There's a girl. Last Sunday, you know, I preach in different places on Sundays. So I will not tell you whether it was here or there. I said something. As soon as I closed, a girl came to me. I've not heard some before. He said, what you were saying is so true. He said, life is difficult for me. Because I told them that life has two activities. The nice and easy and the hard and difficult. If you choose the nice and easy first, you are only left with the difficult end. She said, 3 weeks ago, I took a decision. And since then, it's not been easy for me. So when you were preaching, I was very encouraged. He said, for years, I've been sleeping with somebody's husband who gives me money. But somehow, 3 weeks ago, I woke up and said, no more of this life. So I called the man and I said, not again. The man asked me that, do you understand what you are saying? I said, I understand. That life will be difficult for me. Then he ended the call. He said, from that day, I've not seen the man again. But life is so difficult. He said, I've not lived this life before. I don't know this type of life. But as we're preaching, I suddenly became strong and felt that this thing I'm doing, I should continue. Because there's a better end, a better future, a better tomorrow. That's why we come to church. To hear the word of a man God has anointed, not as a song. Not as a song. Because he will lead you. He will lead you. Even where there are only stones, water will come out. Even where there are only stones, water. They were not thirsty when he led them through the desert. He divided the rock and water gushed out. Today, I leave you with Amos chapter 8, verse 11. It says, King James, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. A famine is a season where there's no food to eat, no water, no food, from dry. Yes, some of you don't know yellow corn. Yes, you were born in 1990 what? Oh, 2000. How many of you know yellow corn? Oh, a few of you. Yellow corn. Yeah, that's famine. Food that even pigs don't eat. That's what the nation was eating. Welcome to Ghana. You have just come. Yeah, well, 2000. He said, behold, the days are coming that I will send a famine. But this time, it will not be a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. It's not every prophecy you must allow into your life. Girl, hey, wake up. Oh, that's how your eyes are, sorry. I said, it's not every famine. It's not every prophecy. Don't fulfill any prophecy. Why do you live your life? The fact that it's in the Bible doesn't mean you must allow it into your life. Push it away. That it will not be well with you. God forbid. But it's a prophecy. Stamp it out of your life. The Bible says that day will come. He, God, will send a famine. Oh, and how true it is. Because as I look at the sea of people here, we are living in those days. It's a famine. If I bring soldiers here to shoot anybody who has not listened to a message for the past 3 days, only 3 people will be left in the church service. They will kill everybody. A day will come, there will be a famine. But don't allow it. And he said, not bread. And Lucha said, a day is going to come. You will have a lot of bread to eat. You have a lot of rice. A lot of money to buy wache. A lot of money to buy kinky. But as you have a lot of money to buy bread and drink water and 7-Up and Fanta and Coca-Cola, got that to be the period where you will not desire to hear the word of God. And it's so true. It's so true. The word of God is true. Always. Many of you here don't even have a message you are listening to. And is there? Not a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Verse 12. Because they will not listen to the word of God. Because they'll be suffering from a famine of the word of God. They shall wander from sea to sea. I've seen it all. What the hell? I don't like preaching. I don't like it. Because... You see, when you are a very experienced pastor, and you are talking, you address so many individual problems that people even think you are talking about them. I don't like it. I don't like it. But where I have come from does not allow me to say less. I've seen people who wander from sea to sea. This area, there were people who used to sit here. I don't see them anymore. They came from somewhere. They were here for a while. They've just vanished. And they will go somewhere and move on. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. They wander from pastor to pastor. Today, Bishop Dagwood Mills is a pastor. The next day, they are insulting him on social media and they've gone for another pastor. Then they will leave. There's a brother who has, in the past two years, he has changed churches about 4 times. They are wandering from sea to sea because one of the stabilizers of a believer's life is the hearing, the attitude to hear the word of God that comes from a man God gives him. A man God gives him. A lady pastor God gives him. And when you shift your life, when you block your ears, he said, these people's ears are waxed gross. Their hearts are waxed gross. You may think I'm preaching, but I'm just prophesying. I'm just speaking like that. I'm just speaking like that. I'm just speaking like that. Because they would not hear. They'll be wondering. I'm not an old man. I've already seen people wandering from one beloved to the other. I've seen it. I've seen guys. I mean, I would have thought that you'll even be a girl. Since they are more than the boys. Then they will be moving, looking for. Because after 30 years, there's no correct man in town again. Anybody who is correct marries before 30 years. Those who are correct and after 30 were sick on the hospital for 3 years. So they were some medical condition kept them away from normal society. But pastor said, "Yeah, nah, yeah, boy, yeah, bra, yeah, boy, yeah, bra, yeah, could gym, yeah, could school, yeah, could, yeah, boy, yeah, bra." After 30 years, there's no correct man. By 30, no more, son. So I was expecting that it's the girls who move from boy to boy. I've lived long enough to see that there are boys, there are guys who can't even settle. In fact, they will marry a woman and they are still wandering from sea to sea. Can you clap your hands? I'm feeling something. If you don't have a habit of listening to God's word, you roam. I know I've wasted a lot of your time, but if you could stand up a little and clap for the word of God again, just the word, just 3 seconds. Don't stop reading God's word. Clap. 2 more seconds. The word of God. It's a heaven and earth shall pass away. Can you clap your hands? Because you will sit down in 2 minutes. 2 seconds. Beautiful. You can sit down now. I'm ending. They shall wander from sea to sea. And from the north. Even to the east. Normally, when you move from the north and you are well oriented with proper cerebellar synapses, from the north you go to south. Once your cerebellar interactions are intact, north is south. But because you are deranged, from north you go to east. Watch out, my sister. I'm telling you, from today, try and videos of a pastor preaching. Go to the internet. Love Bishop Dagiwad Mills. Go to podcast. Listen. Watch. When it comes on, Flow Prayer. This morning I was listening to Flow Prayer. Watching Flow Prayer. Beautiful. Even the scripture the girl read the verse. When I saw the girl read that verse and talk about and introduce old Solomon and young Solomon, I said, what is this? I love the word of God, but you will not listen. So you will wonder. To wonder means nothing you hold will be nice to you. You have this one and still be looking for this. You will have a church like Lighthouse and still be wondering. You go to Central and you are in Royal House. No one man yafa aledura. When I was in Mata Echo, I used to pass by a church. I don't know if you can remind me. If Reverend Michael was here, I'm sure he would have remembered. There was a church that had, it was Islam and Christianity together. It was around Zongo Lane, going towards Sukura. No. If you are a Muslim, you can go to church. If we're a Christian, you can go to church. So here, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Well, hello, Jesus' name, we are praying, we are believing God. Hello. It's like it's mixed. Gary Foto. Tiame! That's a life. See, somebody just came to my mind. He can't even stay in a job. The behavior in church, I'm just realizing that it has spilled. And I'm speaking deceptively. He can't even stay in a job. Today, Roman. Tomorrow, Presby. No, Masaya Bafa. Ebri Branch, Makane. Almost 2 weeks of what? No more for Ashra say Presby. Tiame! And the yeah, sorry. Yeah, they know. Yeah, sorry. They wonder. Be careful. Be very careful. The key to a life of not wondering. It's listening to message. Don't gather idiots around you and let them feed rubbish. Don't sit down with demon possessed people. Rather, buy airtime and listen to podcasts. Because it's a pastor God gave you. It's a pastor God gave you. But if you refuse to hear, is there? They shall wander from sea to sea, from the north to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word. I'm reading from this book. If you think I want to find some verses there, is it not Amos? Life to your ministry. We have glasses. I Amos in here. Amos what? Pastor shall have glasses now. Ball spets.
Amos 8:11-13.
No. They wander from sea to sea. And Bishop in the book asks a question. What is the hope of a cow traveling from Accra to Nalerigu? To where? Your hometown. What hope is there for a cow? Well, let even get to Techiman. It's a city man not far. Even you, your house, your area, no. What did Bayer give us? One foolish girl, instead of going to school, was following married men. He went to a restaurant and was trying to shade Diplo. Oh, Brian. And we've done it, many and Jim will cry. And you made them, Mary Kivas. The man said, Kivas, who Mary Tech? Techie, a techie. Jimmy. Tiamme! When you leave here, when the service ends, go and download a message this week. Listen to a message. It will change your life and give color to your destiny. Stand to your feet. Wow. Otherwise, run to and fro. You, by the grace of God, I'm not running to and fro. My feet are on the ground. I'm stable. May God keep me stable. They run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Now, this is the kindest you can get from God. Because originally, what he does is that he sends a lying spirit. From his presence. Since you want to hear what you want to hear, he will send a lying spirit. He said, who shall I send to Ahab? Ahab wants to destroy himself. What should I do? He said, the spirit shall go for my presence as a lying spirit. There is a curse on the earth. Look at my finger. Look at it. Can you see this? I'm waving it. There is a curse. That curse was pronounced when Cain shed the blood of his brother Abel, and God saw it. And most of such people, they are arrogant. They have no respect. I've seen it all. Respect goes out. Honor goes out. They talk as if they are classmates. You should see Cain exchanging words with God. When you see such things, a girl exchanging words with her mother, a boy exchanging words with his father, the day you find yourself going back and forth with your pastor, with your strong convictions, notice that a curse has been released. And God spoke. He said, you will never from today be stable. You will roam. That's where we get the word fugere. The Latin word. Fugere. Is the root for fugitive. Moving. Fugere. Latin. From which we have centrifugal. You are moving away from. Always on the run. Chasing something we can't find. There are people who are looking for something. We can't find it. It's been years. We've not seen it. And God told him, you will be a fugitive. Always running away from the center. If this church is your center, you always be moving away from it. It's like somebody is chasing you. As for vagabond, it's your homework. It's your homework. Go and find the meaning of vagabond. And leave this one for me. Always on the move. Watch out. There's a curse. When it descends on you, and this is the wife you must live with, you will always spend your life chasing this one. Chasing. You will never move towards what is yours. You will never move. You will never embrace. You will never value. You will never treasure. You don't even see what is yours. You are a fugitive on the run. I pray for you today that you will not be on the run. You will not be on the run. And not on the run from some dictator who wants to kill you. Not on the run from some Emperor Haile Selassie or some Idi Amin. On the run from nothing. Moving. Can you lift your hands? Or your shirt doesn't allow you to lift your hands. You can lift your hands. Lift your hands and pray. That through hearing and seeing, you will not be a fugitive. You will never move away from the Bible. You don't know the Bible. You don't know the Bible. It is more current than tomorrow's daily graphic. I said the Bible is more current than next month's edition of Ghanaian Times. The Bible, Madasiata, Maninos, Ayayayaya, the ground. Yes. Will never yield its strength. You will fight and sweat, and where you must get something from, you will get it, but it will be in little amounts. Why? Because you blocked your ear. Can you lift your hands and pray? Pray. Sadaba. Lift your hands and pray. Father, every day I'll be listening to messages. I'll be listening to camps.
Yes.
I'll be listening to conferences. I'll be listening to messages. Power. If you are here today and you are not born again, I want to pray for you today. Because you need direction for your life. And Jesus wants to start leading you. Every eye closed. Every eye closed. And every head bowed. And if you are here today, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Just lift your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you right now. Lift your hand. Yes. Pastor, I want to be born again. Pastor, today, as we are preaching, I realize that I am lost. I am very lost. I realize that if I don't take a decision today, it will not be well with me. Lift your hand high. I'm going to pray for you right now. Yes, I see your hand. I see your hand. It's your turn. That is life. Always there is a day you must take a decision, and this is the day. Everybody has his day. My day came over about 40 years ago. I have never been the same again. Lift your hand high. Today is a special day. Very, 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 very special day. Lift your hand high. Let it be above your head. Above, up, up, above your head. Yes. And if your hand is up, wherever you are, I want you to come to me right now. Come. Come. Come.
Come running.
Come.
Come running. Come running.
Come.
To the mercy seat.
Come.
Where Jesus is calling.
It's the beginning of a change of your life. Come.
Your
come.
His blood will flow freely.
Come. I'm waiting for you. Come. I'm waiting for you. Come. Lift your hands, everybody. I'm going to lead you to pray. Do you want to pray? Very good. When I say it after me. So let's say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Yes, everybody say it. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today.
Today.
I'm responding.
I'm responding.
To your love.
To your love.
You love me.
You love me.
But I have not loved you.
But I have not loved you.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Today.
Today.
I bow my heart.
I bow my heart.
To you.
To you.
I surrender.
I surrender.
My life.
My life.
To you.
To you.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
My sins.
My sins.
Today.
Today.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
To receive you,
to receive
properly,
properly
in my heart,
in my heart,
as my Savior,
as my Savior,
my
Master,
my Lord,
my Lord.
Have mercy on me,
have mercy on me.
Today,
today,
I declare,
I am born again,
I am born again. I'm a child of God,
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm not going back again.
I'm not going back again.
From today,
from today,
I'll go on,
I'll go on,
and on,
and on,
and on,
and on,
and on,
and on.
And on.
Oh God,
today,
today,
please receive me.
Please receive
I'm crying to you.
Crying to you.
Have mercy on me,
have mercy on me,
and receive me.
And receive
change my life.
Change my life.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
To your glory.
To your glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You see our pastor who is waving his hand? They are going to teach you. They are going to help you. They are going to advise you. They are going to even call you to church and come to your house. All of this is to help you to grow, so that when you grow, you also help someone to also stand on his feet. Please, let's go right now. Keep clapping your hands for them. Don't stop clapping.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay. Your hand claps so that you are not interested in, like, salvation is not something important to you. Take your communion. Everybody standing, take your communion. Take the bread. Because of what you are about to eat, you are going to eat with important people. Everybody,
amen,
stand to your feet. Everybody stand to your feet. Look at me here. Jesus took the bread. And he said, "This is my body which was broken for you. Today, as you eat this bread, you are becoming one with the church."
Amen.
As the church rises, you will also rise.
Amen.
As the church is blessed, you also be blessed.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Receive the blessing.
I receive it.
That comes from the church.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Let's eat it. Jesus. This cup contains the blood. As you drink it,
Jesus,
you are receiving life.
Amen.
New life.
Amen.
Any part of your body that is dying,
Jesus,
is receiving new life.
Amen.
I said, any part of your body that is dying,
Jesus,
is receiving new life.
Amen.
Receive life right now.
I receive it
in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Drink it. Now lift your right hand.
When I see the blood.
Your right hand. Your right hand.
When I see the blood.
Even if you are left-handed, lift your right hand. Because there's a hand called the hand of victory.
When I see the blood.
That hand you have lifted.
Jesus.
Any battle you engage,
Jesus,
victory is guaranteed.
Amen.
Because you've eaten something.
Oh.
People eat to die. So why can you eat, not eat to live? Why can you not eat to be strong? Receive strength.
I receive it.
I now grant you the ability to crush every enemy, every disturbance, every incursion, every plan, anything that is fighting the will of God for you, this right hand right now in the name of Jesus, receive power.
Yes.
It's done. What your hand touches,
oh,
is blessed.
Amen.
You'll be writing checks with this right hand.
Amen.
They'll congratulate you with this right hand.
Amen.
After signing the contract, it is this right hand you will shake hands.
Amen.
I see you shaking the hands.
Amen.
Of important people.
Amen.
Of kings.
Amen.
Of dignitaries.
Amen.
Of noble men.
Amen.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, this right hand you've lifted is a hand of victory. The battle you are in, I now change the course,
yes,
of the battle,
Jesus,
and declare that God favors you.
Amen.
God favors you.
Amen.
God favors you.
Amen.
God favors you.
Amen.
Do well.
Yes.
Shine.
Yes.
Run.
Yes.
Leap.
Yes.
Jump higher.
Yes.
Go forward.
Yes.
And be great.
Oh.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Keep clapping your hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh.
Don't stop clapping.
Thank you, Jesus. What a time.
When I see the blood.
Don't stop clapping. I just saw something new in your house.
Professor.
I just saw something new in your house.
Amen.
I just saw something new in your house.
Amen.
Receive it now. You may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.